aware, if you've been here over the series of the armor of God, you've seen all the elements of that armor that we have looked at in terms of the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness and the feet shod with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, as well as the breastplate of righteousness. We've been focusing our attention over the past week or last week and then this week on the sword of the Spirit. And what I was doing last week is just really quickly reading through several verses in Psalm 119, a very powerful passage. If you ever wonder, why do we need to be in the Word? Why is God provided for? What value is there? Read Psalm 119, because it's really a psalm that is just dedicated to extolling us and extolling the Word and raising its value in our hearts and recognizing why God has provided it for us. So in that same theme, we're going to turn to some other passages. Again, just looking at this sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And I won't really be commenting too much on them because I really just want the Word to speak for itself. And so turn to Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11 is what we will look at. So not Psalm 119, but Psalm 19, and we'll read that passage there. You know, it is important to recognize in terms of the armor of God that the Word of God is the Spirit's sword. It's not our sword. Again, it's not something that we bash people over the head with, but it's something that with the Spirit, in the tandem that God intends for the Word and the Spirit to transform our lives, we come with a message, we come with truth, but we also come with grace. We come with a Spirit that softens that truth, that enlightens that truth, that empowers that truth in other people's lives. So if we're going out and we're speaking the Word into someone else's life and it's not filled with the Spirit, then you know, you're really doing it, you're communicating in a way that God wouldn't intend. And in the same way, if you're going in the Spirit and whatever emotion you might have or care for people and you don't have the Word, that's not what God intends either. So it's a Spirit and the Word that God would desire in terms of them working together. And again, just you're in Psalm 19, hopefully, just reading these verses here. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned, and keeping them, there is great reward." And so just briefly, just notice in terms of what it says about the Bible here, just the various facets of what it brings to our lives. You see, it's not only about information. Certainly that's there. It's guidance for life. But don't miss again the power aspect of it. That ultimately God's Word is able to transform, it's able to revive, it's able to enlighten us, to move us ahead, both in not only give us information about the truth of God, but then the power of God in the Word itself, warning us. And then on the other side of that, the value that comes with it. See, when we talk about the Word of God, we come to it because of the fact that it is true. You want to know what's real? You want to know what's right? You know, want to know what standards you should live by? Well, that's what the Word is there for. But then you want value. You want something that is going to enlighten you, give you hope, give you peace, give you love, transform you. Then the Word is there for that as well. And then when you think about the reward that comes, the blessing that comes from the Word, all of that is there right in this passage. Very powerful. A good place again to turn to in terms of just lifting up the Word of God in your mind and just reinforcing why, well, maybe for those who have been here, us here at Living Hope, why I beat that dead horse, why I'm always talking about being in the Word, being in the Word, being in the Word, because, again, it is God's tool in our lives to accomplish all these things. Now, in terms of the book of Deuteronomy, turn there. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses